531.
Wayne La'ai, Faiva Junior Brown and Nathan Lupa are Kaseki. Three young men from Porirua, P-Town, who have a passion for sharing the beautiful beauty of the Samoan heritage through the music played in their household during their upbringing and featuring some of the legends in the game. Five stars, Tia Ma'a, Punialava'a, Penino, Tia Fau, the Golden Ali'is and more. Kaseki are a throwback to the Samoan string bands of the past with their influences deeply rooted in church and tradition, have used this platform to perform some of the hymns and songs of yesteryear made popular amongst Samoan communities and artists from across the globe. Before we tell a nō with the boys, we're going to hear a song from them now, Kaseki, here on 531 PI.
Pule fa amalo, olo tofi ole toto malefue, ole le ole tu malo, fa taimo awa langa lue, oso leo fa tau va a e fai masui e si au au mang, oso ose tau lele, tau tua ia la lafanga. Ele lo mai e pion se le fai nga tau le nei o langa, leo sui le tai au po male amo e si mea mea fafanga. Boy, let go, fango lau tamatu, ili la aile ma uma, wali e ilu lango lango ma, waile ima lama lama. Taunu ua tuita, siaki mua mua mea ngauia, o koko o talo popo fa I o kasele manuia. Seki male si pululua, faa 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 ile le fia fia, mai mau ai uti tau ile faa tau I fango pia. Aue, elo a fionga, oile faa longa mai, ole So manatu, fai mai saufika, fai mai letu si paia, ole sona ia faia, e tatou te oli, oli ma fia fia ia. Matau na lafo ele I te atu ele pongisa Se I fai se ngā luenga manu ene I alua ea I one la Ua a matau na sina sina fuile fuile pala pala Ai fai nei mea uma malele fia fia Peio se ata faa solo ta amilo I sia uma fau fau Le ulo leo na ngā uia o talo fai male sala ngā tau Oh, nei talo talonga I e fai te tala mga suatau I say yo mawai na pingi o lak whanau Ua o tau manatu Pena sau e nei tale talonga Pena sili e o nao mai loa Fai sau malolonga Ala mai le pili aki tu ile le na mo se ta along O so le lau mai le pasi e lau mai sa le lolonga Aue, hello a fionga Oe le whanongo mai, ole ae so manatu Fai mai saufika, fai mai le tu sepaia, ora sona ia faia, e tatau te oli, oli ma fia fia ia. Aue, e loa fio ngai, ole whaalongo mai, ole ae sou manatu. Fai mai saufika, fai mai le tu sepaia, ora sona ia faia, e tatau te oli, oli ma fia fia ia. E tatau te oli, oli,
e tatau te oli.
Mafia, via, hello, if you're my
game over, game over. Come on, come on, come on. Oh my life, Kaseki. Hey, and a big shout out to Beyonce from Vaia with the mention. Well, firstly, gentlemen, introductions, names, and villages representing this afternoon, please.
Malo ni talo for love, everybody. My name is Nathan Lopa. I am half Samoan, half Tokelauan. I hail from the villages of Mota'a in Upolu and Sapapali'i in Savai. And I also rail from the Pearl of the Pacific Tokelau from both islands of Haka'aho and Atahu.
Talo for love, my name is Wayne La'ai. My mother is Talapona Sinatala. She's from Vailo Palauli in Savai'i. My dad is Lemoa Mariko La'ai, from Salua Whaka, Lerumuanga. Maro sui fua maua, manangi ma.
Maro sui fua, leo roi ngō whaiva, tu sau mai le nuu o samalai uru savai, ia mā whenga, du sua te upolu, ia maro na wat sui fua.
Maro sui fua, and an amazing performance, and I'm looking forward already to our final performance from you, so that's the end of the interview. Now, tell us a little bit about the first song. Nathan, what was that song?
So that first song we just sang was a song written by Vanya Toloa, and he released it as an a cappella song, as an a cappella. We just added our own mix, our own feel, twist to it. So we've given it a bit of a country twist and, you know, added in our own bit of harmonies and made it sort of a little version of our own. Yeah. And so it's one of the favourites with the crowd whenever we perform. And so we thought, hey, why don't we just start our interview or our talanoa off with one of the favourites.
Wayne, the name Kaseki, I've got a few options there, but how do you come up with the name?
Oh, I'll give it to Favour.
Yeah.
Kaseki, Favour came up with it. We were trying to come up with a name. Our first name we came up with was a three-string bass, because so when we first came together, we had two guitars and a three-string bass.
Mm. One string missing. And,
That name
was dumb.
Stuck a little bit.
Yeah.
But then our Favour came up with Kaseki. We kind of put it to just a Samoan word of cassette tape. And then, you know, obviously... ka ki kala, and seki means awesome. So kaseki, and that's how we got our name.
And being a cassette tape, because the music that we play gives us or takes us back to those days where our parents or grandparents used to play old school Samoan songs on the radio with cassette tapes. And so it's just a reference to sort of the genre and the time era of music that we play and sing.
Now I want to ask this question, but first let me preface it by asking, what are your ages?
I am 22.
25, 24.
You know, you're bringing back a style of music. We're looking, you know, like 70s, 60s and that. Yeah. And maybe it might be a bit uncommon for young people. Where does this love for the old Samoan songs, of yesteryear come from? And where did it all start for you?
I think we all draw from our different, you know, influence in music, but I think we all had that common relation where we all confide in old school, hearty, real authentic Samoan music. And I think more so we're looking at from the point of view as, you know, there's a bit of a disconnect from today's generation and culture in terms of language, custom. And like one of the brothers said before in another event we were at before this, you know, music is a universal language. So being able to draw that bridge together by, you know, getting our old school Samoans, putting a sort of a contemporary mix into it, is, you know, it's for our youth today to find that relation and make it more easier on their ears, you know, and more friendly. And it's also a way of, you know, not forgetting where we come from as well, and all those old hits, you know, there's so many songs that, you know, that have come, and it's just, and if anything, our job just to maintain and make sure that we remember those songs and give it our own twist and, you know, revamp it and share it with the rest.
That's pretty much it. Just adding on to that is the thing that made it easy for us was we all had that passion in our generation right now, that, you know, that's real rare, eh? Like I got a strong passion for Samoan music myself, and I know Nathan does as well. And then when we came together, that kind of helped blend, because we all had that that same passion for the Samoan music, so we kind of just clicked, and just to find that real passion in all three of us and then come bring us together, why not, you know, share it with everyone else and see, because I know there'll be a lot more like us out there as well.
Sort of a bridge as well, because oi whaiwhare o whaangau I. So for you, you know, these pese kuai in there, what's it like, so someone at all?
I grew up, you know, my house, we didn't have stereos, TV and all of that, or we only have a radio, so 2AB was, you know, the songs of the day back in those days, eh? Which is so grew up with those music, 2AB. Yep.
And so all these, you know, the bese that you sing, the bese that you grew up with, or yeah, my boy, you know, and
you know, my dad, every evening after local and stuff, the emotion, you know, come, let's go bese, and then we just, you know, play all these songs. So, you know, meeting up with the boys and have this opportunity to play all these songs again. It's an honor.
And being very fortunate having Favour on the team, because he's like, me and this guy will look to Favour as the elder of the group, you know, being straight from the island, you know, we look to him for reference. Are we saying it right? Are we pronouncing the words right? So it's really cool to be able to bounce off each other with different experiences.
I love that too, because, you know, we started our first language week this week, you know, Rotuman Language Week, but then, you know, we're moving on to Samoa next 30th of May, I think, kicks off, and it's awesome how, you know, Samoan born, New Zealand born are able to come together like this, and this wonderful band which celebrates and highlights all that is, you know, beautiful about our Samoan music. With that, you know, how long has the band been going now?
We're just around a year now. We started just after lockdown with the reopening of Te Papa Museum. It happened to fall on the same week as Samoan Language Week, so Samoan Language Week coming up in the next couple of weeks will mark our 1 year anniversary since we came together. So it's very special for us to, this is our first trip away from Wellington, this is our first away gig, so a lot has happened in the year, and it's just really thankful and blessed to be given opportunities such as this, you know.
You know, for me, when I'm listening, because I think about my dad, you know. And, you know, the times when I was growing up in Porirua, and he would be, you know, sitting, it was with all our mākua that came here to New Zealand. And when he used to sing, I could see in his mind's eye, you know, he'd be singing, but he would be back in, you know, the mu'uwai. And I wanted to ask, is that the sort of reaction you get, especially, you know, when all of our mākua and that, I'm sure this is not uncommon, this sort of, you know, this reaction that you get.
It's really rewarding, you know, similar to you, with your dad. We get mail on Facebook and Instagram, you know, or even comments on videos like, my dad used to listen to this when he was still here, and, you know, I haven't heard this song since he was here, and you guys, and, you know, that's just the extra prize of that comes along with being able to do what we get to do, and it's really humbling experience, because over here on this side, we're just staying here, we're just doing it for entertainment, but this is therapy to some people, you know, this is just speaks to people's hearts sometimes, so it's a really warming experience, and I'm very humbled, you know, to know that we play a part in bringing back and revitalizing those memories,
especially for our elders, because that's where it stems from, you know. That's where we have our similar backgrounds, and that's how we are similar, because we all got that same upbringing from you know, listening from our parents. So then this is kind of rewarding for us to be able to come together and almost give back as well to everyone else, who, because there'll be a lot of people out there who have the same feelings.
And on top of that, you know, what is it like for you? What does it mean to you when you're performing these old songs? You know, but bringing the old music for a new generation. You know, how does it feel for you, Favour? Someone natural.
Well, it makes me feel that I'm home, because my mum and dad still in Samoa, so it's just me and my siblings moved here. So every time, you know, I perform these songs with the boys, it makes me feel like I'm not on stage or whatever. I'm just on, you know, like on the floor in Samoa, playing all these songs. So, yeah, every time we perform or practice or whatever, have a little jam, it makes me feel like I'm home.
I'm more of the same. Just memories of when I'm at home. Because, you know, he had his upbringing in Samoa, but I kind of had, you know, not too far off with how my household was. You know, radio was on every morning. If it wasn't the radio, it was the cassette tapes from, you know, my dad's favorite bands, you know, like the Tiamaa and all of that. So when we do jam, it's rewarding to us as well to be able to do this. And to do this at the level that we get to do it at, because, you know, like, it's the old school music, but you know that's real rare to try and imitate as well. Like that's really hard, especially for the age group that we are at. So to be able to execute it the way we can, just feel blessed.
Yeah, I mean, we also remembering when we sing, we're bringing up old school memories, as well as some people we're introducing new things that, you know, some people have never heard this couple of songs. So to be given the chance to do that, it's an awesome experience.
And of course, before we, because we just want to hear our next song, where can people find more of this incredible Kaseki music? Where do we go to? I've already linked your Facebook page, but what, all the socials here?
Here's our social media.
Here we go.
So you can find us on every social media platform. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We just started a TikTok account, and we're also on YouTube. So add us as a friend, give us a follow, and subscribe to our channel. If you're looking at using or wanting to have us at any events or gigs that you guys are interested in, flick us an email, provide it to you on all of those social media platforms. And yeah, hopefully we get to see you guys soon.
Awesome. Now, can you tell us a bit about our final song, please?
Our final song that we're going to do today is a song that we, one of the first couple of songs that we performed together at Te Papa. And when we shared this on social media, it was probably one of the most shared songs that we did. So we thought we'd perform that one. It's one of our personal favourites to sing together.
And the name of the song,
and the song made famous, written by the Golden Ali'is, Bele Moana. And we hope you guys enjoy.
Lofa avalea safaya tahu pu manamea wana onoi mata sa osuina so fifia. To a tie, wa o misia, lo suafa, lo pele moana, o watasi, watasi lava. Tae wa o misia lo suafa lo pele moana o oe watasi watasi lava so please. Sorry for the wrong that I have done. tu ata e wa o misi lo suafa lo pele moana o oi watasi watasi lava lo pele moana o oi watasi wa
Kaseki, Nathan Lopa, Favour Junior Brown, Wayne La'ai, thank you for taking us back to Mungavan Community Hall back in the 70s. So blessed. Been so blessed.
Thank you.
Emanuia, whakatai tele lover. Thank you.
Guys. Love you guys.